so much to discuss in the world of cricket. We've done a fair bit of it this week anyway. The releasing of this dual report, David Peaver, the chairman of Cricket Australia, under siege. I think that's fair to say. He's a former boss of Rio Tinto. He's taken on the unions. He's not about to fall on his own sword, I can tell you that. But the states voted for him last Thursday, a new three-year term, and Cricket Australia has been labelled arrogant and controlling. And now you've got Greg Dyer, the president of the ACA, the Cricketers Association, calling for the lifting of the bans because of the proportionality. I love that. I'm going to use it a lot. Because of the proportionality. So basically saying, well, the boys cheated because Cricket Australia had a win-at-all-costs attitude. Can you believe that? Stuart Clark, good morning.
Morning, TK. It's not particularly, what you've said there is not particularly right.
Uh-oh. Here we go. What?
Cricket Australia played a part. They still did it, so they still paid the penalty. But they Cricket Australia played a part.
You're no one can convince me that Cricket Australia caused those players to cheat.
No, that's not what the report. The report says.
No, but are you saying that?
No, stop. They played a part in it. The players did it, and they paid the penalty. No, that's not in question, mate. That's happened. They paid the penalty. But if you read the report, I don't know whether you have a whole 140.
No, I didn't read the whole 140. I couldn't.
Yeah. No, it's hard work. I'll agree with that. But Cricket Australia and their mentality, the commercial mentality of winning, plays a part in it. But that said, the players still did it, and they'll face the punishment.
Do you believe that it was from pressure from Cricket Australia that forced him to use sandpaper to change the fabric of the ball?
That's not what it's saying. That's saying.
No, I'm asking you what you think.
No, all I think is they have got in their minds, because of the way that the structure is set up with Cricket Australia, that winning's the most important thing. It's all about winning. So when it's all about winning and nothing else matters, because that's the mentality you're involved in, you do stupid things. And you pay the penalty for doing those stupid things, and that's what they've done. They've paid the penalty, and they continue to pay the penalty. But it's all about winning, because it's about TV ratings and sponsorships and market. That's nothing to do with them.
No,
you make stupid decisions.
Yeah, and they did make a stupid decisions. But
absolutely, they did.
How many times do you hear everyone say it's all about results? It's all about winning. In whatever sport you are associated with, it's all about the W's. And the more W's you have, the better everyone will be. It doesn't matter how many memberships you have. Doesn't matter how commercially viable you are, doesn't matter how good your centre of excellence is, it's all about winning.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about winning. But when there's a monetary number attached to it and it's forced down your throat, you make dumb. Answer me, why do they dive at soccer? Or simulate?
It's the culture. That's the culture of the sport.
Why before they changed the rule in rugby league is every time someone got tapped in the head, they rolled around on the ground to get a penalty. Why do they do? Why is the concussion rule always being questioned? Because people are flirting with the rules.
They're
abusing the rules. Now, if it was completely pure, we wouldn't be having this discussion because everyone would be playing by the rules. But it's all about winning.
Yeah. Well, talking about.
I don't.
Professional sport.
You've
got to play within the boundaries, but it's all about winning.
Yeah, I can't agree that all about winning means you take sandpaper onto a field and scrap the ball.
We're not saying that.
Use it as an excuse, guys.
We're not using it as
yes,
an excuse.
Yes, you are. You're using it as a crutch.
No, we're not. So when you go and play sport, TK, you're not out there to win. You're just out there to have a good time. Well, if you're going to do that, there's different levels. There's different levels.
Now, you're saying that because they want them to win, they cheated. I don't agree with that.
We haven't said that at all. What we've said, and I'm saying, in a professional environment, in a sporting environment,
you're meant to win.
That's what it's all about.
It's all about winning within the rules,
playing hard and playing fair. They broke the rules, they've been suspended.
Right.
And they're paying the punishment is now. They're having to sit around, and I was with Stephen late last week, and he was out presenting hats at the junior representation, mate, and doing all the right. And you know what? He's hurting us. You know, he knows he's done the wrong thing.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, sorry. In fairness, sorry.
He knows he was involved in the wrong thing because he didn't actually scratch the ball, but he was captain, and he's taking the responsibility, and he's trying to do everything he can. Do I believe the punishments are excessive? Yes, I've said that all along.
Yeah, well, so do I. But I can't blame the administration for that form of cheating. By the way, Stewie, just away from that topic, this David Peaver, right?
Yes. David Peaver, that's the question.
Mate, there's so much, you know, I take full responsibility, but he's still there and the other blokes are, you know, licking dates off a calendar.
Can I tell you what's frustrating about?
Yeah, you go.
They had the vote before they let the report out.
Correct.
That's the frustrating part. If he'd put the report out, so the states had all the facts, or the voting population, whoever they are, I think it's the states, had all the facts, and then they voted him back in, you go, well, hang on, stop, boys. You've seen the report.
Yeah.
You've read the report. You know what happened, but you still voted me back in. Go away.
Yeah.
The whole thing's now because if the states had seen the report prior to the vote, the outcome may have been different.
Yeah, but let's be... Laurie and I had this debate earlier on this morning as well, Stewie. I don't erase any guilt from the states here because they should have just said, you know what? We're not voting until we see that report.
Yeah, good point. I can agree with that.
You know, and you know why? Because they say, well, if you blow up, we're not going to give you funding, so you better vote for us.
Let's tell
people how it works, Stuart.
That's exactly how it works. About 5 or 6 years ago, Cricket Australia walked in and said, how much money do you get? And they said X amount of dollars. And they said, I'll tell you, we'll give you X plus 50, plus 30%. The states went, oh, God, I'll take that.
Yeah.
In the same time, they bought the right to tell them what to do.
Yes.
And that's the reality of it. But that doesn't mean the states can't stand up now. But whether they do that or not, we'll come back to that question about, funding.
Yeah.
Because they control the big funding. It's a bit like the NRL. They control all the big funding items, i.e. the TV rights.
I agree. But the states can't go. If some bloke goes to me, you can vote on Monday or when the report comes out, but you need to vote for me now. You know what's coming in the report.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. And there was enough leaked out of the report in the papers around Chris to know that it wasn't going to say that that was all good, sweet, you've done a great job.
Yeah.
We all for sure wasn't going to say. Look, whatever's happened, there's so much, I suppose, angst now, and what's the right answer, what's the wrong answer, do they get, I've heard all sorts of things, like the whole board should be sacked and all this type of stuff. None of that's going to happen. They will implement as much of this as they can. They will leave the rest of it. They'll say, we're doing our best, and we'll have another review in about 3 years' time to see how we went.
What do you think will happen with the players and the Cricket Association moving forward, Stewie? Do you think that their bans will be reduced? Or should they be reduced?
I think David Peaver's come out and said they won't be reduced. Personally, I think they should be reduced. Yes, I've said that all along. I think we got caught in this overreaction at the time because of all the media that was going on around it. But... if you let them, they're playing great cricket at the moment. The ridiculous part is they're off to go and play in some tournament in Dubai or somewhere like that, which is at the same time as the BBL. So by banning them, you're actually effectively promoting this other tournament where the BBL is your be-all and end-all as far as, you know, revenue generation for junior sport and all that type of stuff. But at the same time, this ban, you're saying, oh, we'll go and play over there and promote that tournament, which is going to go on at the same time each and every year from now on, which will be the competitors of the BBL, which won't be great because you won't be able to attract all the big players that you have been in the past. I'd reduce the ban. If you let them play Shield cricket, great. If you don't want to let them play Test cricket, which I would personally let them, but if you don't want to, I'll live with that. Let them play in the Big Bash because that's the thing you're doing to promote the game. Let them play Sheffield Shield cricket, and then in the early new year, their bans end, and you let them back into the Australian team if their selections are warranted.
Stuart, we thank you. Always good to chat, mate. We could go on forever.
Stewie, when are you running for the presidency, mate?
Oh.
The presidency?
Right. The chairman or whatever they call it.
CEO?
President of the Cricket Association. Cricket Australia.
I've just got this feeling no one's going to vote for me because I've sort of been a bit opinionated on some of this stuff. And people in the fold don't like it.
Yeah.
That's why I don't say a lot about rugby league, mate.
Well, they should like it. Yeah. Because you're a guy with great knowledge, you're a guy that's played the game, and you're all over it, and I think you do a terrific job. And that's just not sucking up either, mate.
No.
I think you do a terrific job, and I think they need someone like you involved.
Oh, isn't that nice?
No, I appreciate that, Loss. Thanks for that. I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, if they give me a call, I'd have a listen, I suppose. But
yeah,
let's wait to see. Yeah. My phone, I'm not sitting by my phone hoping for the call, put it that way.
Just something for us as well, mate. Just something on the
side.
Good on you, Stewie.
See you, boys.